Let me see.
Hello, everyone. Listen, I'm like Corinne. The man is right there trimming the bushes. He's right there, right outside my window. Hopefully, he's almost done. But, and hopefully, it will get quiet here in just a minute. Sorry about that. I don't know if you can hear it or not. I'm going to change my name. Thank God, Crystal, because he is loud AF out there. Who do we have with us? Coach Julie is here with us today. She is going to be answering your questions in the chat in the Q&A. So excited that you're here. Like I said, I am Coach MJ. I am the member journey director inside of the No BS Weight Loss Program, of which you are a member. So excited. I lost 85 pounds with Corinne, left my job as a physical therapist, and became a coach and then head coach. And now I'm the member journey director. And all that means is it's my job to make sure you lose weight, just like all the coaches here at No BS. So this is a webinar. I cannot see you, nor can I hear you on this call. Julie is in the chat, and she is typing in all caps. Make sure you have your chat set to host and panelists. You can also enable closed captioning on your computer or your device if you want to read along. And you can also use the reactions button as we go through this call. If you love something that I'm saying or it resonates with you, click the reactions button and give me a little love, a little heart, a little thumbs up, a little whatever, and we will do a little bit of interaction. If you have questions that you specifically want to make sure that I see at the end or that Coach Julie answers, just post those in the Q&A so that they don't get lost. Because sometimes in the chat, things get lost. We don't want that to happen. We want all of your questions answered. So please post them there. Make sure you have a water. Do y'all see my new water bottle? Chug it like it's wine. That's my new water bottle. I ordered it special for myself as a treat for myself. I used to treat myself with food. Now I treat myself with fun water bottles. Look at that, would you? My husband says I have a water bottle obsession. Well, he said, well, I won't be using that. I said, no, you won't. It's got my damn name on it. So no, you won't be using it, sir. Don't be taking mine. There's that. All right, let's get after it. I want to know who on this call just joined in the last 30 days. You're like, I'm 30 days or less in, MJ. I'm brand new. There's a couple of you here. There you go. All right. Love it. I hope you are finding the membership well. Late September joinee. I love it. 1 week ago, Mary. Hello. All right. So let's get after it. When you join No BS, this is for all new members and anybody that just needs a kickstart. You feel like somehow you've gotten stuck. You just want a swift kick in the ass. Let me be the ass kicker for you today. So excited to be that for you. I have been trying to get these calls shorter. We're trying to like make them right tight, not take up a ton of your time. Sometimes I succeed. Sometimes we're here the whole hour. So, here is what is so different about No BS. A lot of times you feel like that you bound into different weight loss programs with all of your rules, all of what you should, shouldn't eat, what you should, shouldn't do, how you should, shouldn't like talk to people, all that bullshit that we come in with, like our badges of honor that we bring in to every diet. Well, I lost 20 pounds on keto. And then I lost some weight whenever I didn't eat sugar. And then, I went dairy free for a while. That seemed to help my stomach. And you have all these rules about what you should and you shouldn't do. And then you bust up in an OBS like the Kool-Aid man. And then we're like, eat whatever you want. And you're like, huh? I hadn't done that so long. I don't even know what I want. And then what do you do with all those rules? Right? Because you're like, well, what I really want is some pasta. And then you're like, oh, but you can't. Pasta's bad. You didn't you cut out pasta before and you lost weight. So now you need to cut out pasta. in No BS, what we first want you to do is get connected with what you really want to do. What do you really want to eat? What do you like? If you like a salad, plan a salad. If you hate a salad or lettuce gives you the shits, don't plan a salad. Because some book that you read in the past said you need to eat salad in order to lose weight. It's really getting honest about where you are, getting back in touch with what you love, and planning like that. So that is really step one. When you say, I don't know what to plan, look at like the last week of your food, the week before you joined No BS, and plan that. Because now you're going to plan it on purpose. You're going to be mindful of your doable hunger. Eat when you're hungry. Stop when you've had enough. That is where you're going to lose weight, not with all those bullshit diet rules. The other thing that I want you to know is in No BS, we celebrate stuff. So for so long, the only way you knew that you were good or bad, successful or not successful, is whatever that little plastic machine that sits on the floor all quiet like all week long told us. If we lost weight, then we know we did good. If we maintain or gain weight, we did bad. It was a bad week. We don't do that here. My favorite thing to remind people is a lot of people join No BS when they're on the upswing of weight. They notice their weight is going up. Your first win may be to get in like a plateau, to stop it. Because you got the momentum going up the scale. Let's see if we can slow the roll a little bit, get it where like it's nothing anymore, and then get it moving the other direction. Because remember, like we've all seen those like fair, like at the fair, they go up and down. It's got to come back to the middle for it and go the other way. You're not just up here and then all of a sudden you find yourself over here. So we celebrate our wins. If you've never planned food before, and you're like, you know what? This week, I'm all in on planning food. And you write that shit down every single day. That is what, that's the success we're talking about. You're developing habits that you know are going to help you lose weight. Maybe you never drank water. For me, when I found Corinne, I literally would sometimes drink water and choke. And my friends would say, it's your body rejecting it. I literally drank coffee all day until it was time to drink wine. Coffee up until wine, and then I would switch to wine, and then I would go to bed. That was it. Zero water was had. And so for me, thinking about 64 ounces of water was like, you might as well said, MJ, go climb Mount Everest this weekend. It was just not doable for me. So I started out with 16 ounces of water, one bottle of water a day. It was like, if I can just get that in. And I want to tell y'all, I was so fucking proud of myself. I was so excited. I was like, I've never drank water, 16 ounces of water every day for 7 days. I thought like the angels were singing. And that's what you have to do. You have to celebrate that. Corinne says 64 ounces of water. I was not there. I wasn't close to there. I wasn't even like near there. 16 ounces felt doable for me. I did it and I was so excited. And I told myself how proud I was of myself. I can't even tell you if I lost weight that first week now. I have no idea. Don't even have a clue. But I do remember how proud I felt to get my water in. So I want you to start looking for things that you're doing for yourself that don't have anything to do with that scale and celebrate that. That is where momentum is built. Because the scale is not linear. If you have 100 pounds to lose, 200 pounds to lose, 15 pounds to lose, there will be weeks that that scale does not go down or that it even goes up because you need to take a big poop. Or because you're about to be sick and your body's hanging on to fluid to repair itself. Or you're hormonal and doesn't even have anything to do with what you put in your mouth for the week. And so make sure that over the week you are collecting wins. And then finally, your ability to lose weight today, this week, between now and the end of the year, doesn't have anything to do with what you did in the past. I do not care that you could not follow through with the deal meal that Richard Simmons had back in the day. I do not care that you couldn't do keto because it gave you a damn headache. I don't care about all that. It doesn't matter. That has nothing to do with what you're doing right now in No BS. It doesn't matter. You can leave all of that in the past because now we're doing something different. You're doing it a different way. You're doing it with more support than you've ever had before. Doing it with a team of weight loss experts who are ready to help you every step of the way. All you need to do is ask us. And we're going to make one decision on this call. So if you are not a consistent planner, I do not care if you've been here for 5 minutes or 5 years. If you notice that you are not consistently planning every day, I want you to decide right now. There are so many ways that you can get our planner. It's on the website, nobswomen.com. It is sitting there right for you. You can either download it to your digital device, like a GoodNotes app. We have the instructions on the website. You can also upload it to like your favorite box store. We have got, an office supply store. We've got directions on how to do it to FedEx, but you can also send it to Office Depot, Staples, any of those places. So you can be a digital diva. You can send it off to be printed, or you can use your own handy dandy printer at home and print it off yourself. So I want us to decide right now, right this minute, for the next 30 days, if you are not a consistent planner, are you going to be a digital diva? You going to print it at home? Or are you going to send it off to be printed? We're going to go ahead and make that decision right now. For the next 30 days, this is what I'm committing to. If I get 2 weeks in, I don't like it. If I've printed it and I think I might want to be a digital diva, I'm just sticking with it for 30 days. And then I also want you to decide for the next 30 days, when are you going to plan? What time of day? And not like sometime in the morning before I leave home. No. I wake up at 6. I get my coffee. 6:05, I'm on my couch with my planner, planning my day. If you want to plan at night, I'm going to leave it by my bedside on the table, on my bedside table. And before I throw my feet up in the bed, I'm going to write my plan for tomorrow. And you're going to do that. You're going to be committed to that for 30 days. That's the one decision that we can all make on this call right now. Liz said, I'm going to answer a couple questions in the chat. Liz said, are there any subgroups of women who avoid limit flour and sugar? Yes, we have a special diet subgroup. So you'll find women in there that have celiac and avoid it for that reason, or Hashimoto's, and they will not have it for that reason, or just inflammation issues. They'll not have it in there. You will find vegetarians in there. You will find everybody that like diabetics who are following a special diet per their doctor's order. I'm going to do it at night on paper. I love that. Juanita said, I've been more consistent keeping it by my bed and filling it out each morning. Yes. Print at home, plan at 8:30 PM for tomorrow before I go to bed. Now, Sheila, I'm going to use you as an example because you gave us a specific time. How are you going to remember that? Now you got to decide, because if it's something you've never done before, or you're not consistent with it, now I want you to set up your environment to remember. So 8:30 PM before you go to bed, where are you typically at 8:30? Can you leave your planner there? Can you set a timer on your phone to remind you to do that until it gets to be a habit? So it seems kind of cumbersome to like set an alarm to make my plan, but at some point it will become automatic. You just want to make sure that you give yourself every opportunity to win between now and when it becomes automatic. I mean, we're sitting on this call and you typed in the chat and all that other kind of stuff. And it sounds good. So I've typed it in the chat, 8:30 at night before I go to bed. Now, at 8:30 tonight, which is like 4 hours from now, right? You've never done it before. And then you're like, okay, brain, this is brand new information. I've never done it before. Could you please just remind me at 8:30? It's not going to do it. You're going to have to give it a little nudge at first. Give it a little nudge. And then once you nudge it enough times, your brain will finally be like, okay, this is what we're doing. I see what we're doing. We're good. And then it will start to remind you, but it's not going to do that at first. Oh, Sheila's got it on her phone as an appointment. Look, I love that. She's made an appointment with herself. Juanita says, I'm determined to set reminders on the phone for these calls for the week. I'm always forgetting them. Juanita, I will show you how to add our calendar to your calendaring app on your phone so that you always get reminders. And we typically do send Zoom reminders for all of our calls inside the membership 30 minutes before. So there is that. All right, I'm going to show you the website. I want you to see where to get help. And for I don't give a shit if you've been here for 5 minutes or 5 years. We all need a refresher and a reminder about why it's so important to reach out for help. Because I'm going to tell y'all, we always say you've got an OBS weight loss team. You got a weight loss team. But I'm sitting in Rock Hill, South Carolina. Julie's sitting over there in Oregon, right, Julie? Oregon? We are not, we have somehow, maybe it will come in the swag box next year, mind reading. We don't have that. The only way that we know you need help is because you say, hey, I need help. That's the only way we're ever going to know. Our mind reading ability is just on the fritz at this point. We cannot read your mind. And I know so many of you say, well, you know, I should be able to figure this out. They don't want to help me. This is a dumb question. People have got more important questions than me. This is just stupid. It's something I should already know. No. The most important question is your question. The person who we need to help the most right now is you, if you've got a problem. I say this all the time. We've over 10,000 OBS women inside of this here membership. We've got Ask Coaches open 24/7 with a team of coaches ready to answer your questions. Do you know on average how many questions we get a day? I say it on the call all the time. Membership over 10,000 women, a team of coaches, experts sitting there waiting to help you. On average, do you want to guess how many questions we get in Ask Coaches a day? Anybody want to guess in the chat? There's not a prize. Typically less than 30. That's how much No BS uses, members use Ask Coaches. On a good day, 35. If we blowed up over there, out of 10,000 people that could go over there and ask a question, we get 30 to 35. We got space to answer your question, no matter what it is. I promise. We have space. Yes, Mary, keep them busy. That's called job security. That's what it's called. Yeah, submit a question, use them up. And now we just started signing them. So we've even got women now who write back in, like they ask a question and Julie answers it, and they want to go a step deeper with Julie. They like ask for Julie. Like, hey, Julie, I asked this, you answered it. How about this? And then that's how they're like having communication back and forth with a specific coach, even. There's that. All right. Where do you get help? If you are a new member, when you join this here membership, you are taken here to the new member quick start. This is where you land. There are four videos that you watch here. Okay. The one I really want you to pay attention to, if you are here in your first 30 days, schedule your new member onboarding meeting. You get three of them in your first month. The link is right here. If you schedule one and then you're like, oh, I think I need another one, just come right back here and click on it again, schedule another one. There's not a different link for all three calls. It's one link. You just hop on their calendar. As a new member, if I was a new member of a program and I was going to lose all my weight and feel as amazing as I deserve, I'd use the shit out of those calls. Less than 50% of new members are taking advantage of a new member call. It's right there, y'all. Yeah, this is not that new. I mean, it's sort of new to the membership. We just started doing this. It's been right at a year. But yeah, make sure you get that. The next place you're going to get your help is in the No BS Weight Loss course. Y'all, this is what you're here for. If you've been here for a while and have not listened to it in a while, I really, really want for y'all to come back and listen to it. I listen to it a few times a year. And every time I hear something different and amazing. Once you've been here for 90 days, you will get a transcript book for the modules in here. If you want to listen on the go. So when I first joined No BS, I was working full-time as a physical therapist. I have three amazing daughters. One's getting married on Friday. One was a competitive dancer. I was busy, y'all. Like, my calendar was full. It was full, to say the least. I was not on this website that much. I was listening to the course in the podcast because it was so much easier for me to put it in my ear and wash dishes and, you know, cook dinner and go back and forth to work and dry my hair so I could multitask, so I could listen. So many of you think, like, if you're not just sitting here, you know, eyes glazed over staring at Corinne, taking copious notes, you're not going to get anything out of it. That's not true. I have gone through No BS like that, you know, since I joined the team and I was not running around crazy and all my kids went away to college. I just would listen to it. And every time I listen, I'd get something else. But so many of you stop yourself because it's not how you think it should be. Or I've not listened to it. Or I've not done all the worksheets. Listen, the worksheets are amazing. How many worksheets did Corinne Crabtree have to lose 100 pounds? None. She hadn't made them yet. So it is possible to lose your weight and not do the worksheets. Do I love the worksheets? Will they help you uncover some stuff? Absolutely, they will. And when you've got time and space, I would encourage you to come back and do some of the worksheets. But if that is not where you are right now, just listen. Just listen to the content any way that you can. Come in here, listen on 2x speed. Nothing like Corinne, you know, at 2x speed. Just get through it. Don't stop yourself because you don't think it's perfect or you don't think it the way it should be. Or the way it should be is in your head, not on a podcast or on a website. It needs to be in your head. That's the only way it's going to help you. And you get it in your head any way you can. And for me, when I joined, it was podcasts. I'm still a podcast girl. I very rarely watch replays. They do not, Juanita says, do they mail you the transcript book? And do you have to have all of the modules done? No, you do not have to. At 90 days, it just unlocks. If you've been here longer than 90 days, you will see it up here for you. You can download it just like we do the No BS Planner. So you're going to listen to, any way you want to, the four modules of the No BS Weight Loss course. And like I said, anytime you want to listen to No BS on the go, just click here. Just click here. We do have private member podcasts for all of our live calls are there, and all of our bonus courses and pathways courses. We have podcasts for those, but I would highly encourage you not to even click on that page until you have downloaded the podcast for the No BS Weight Loss course and completed that. Facebook group and accountability partners. So if you are new here, we just started this. You need to be in the membership for 30 days and you will be able to unlock the accountability partners piece of the website. You also, before joining an accountability group, we want you to go through at least module 2 of the No BS Weight Loss course. So in your first month, go through modules 1 and 2. And then at 30 days, our very amazing accountability coach, Dina, will get you set up with accountability, with an accountability partner or an accountability group. Okay. Facebook. Listen, you're going to get tons of support in Facebook. Coaches are in Facebook, all the other stuff. But here is your warning. And this is what I see all the time. I don't have time to do the weight loss course. I don't have time. I'm so busy. But then you see them over on Facebook posting, commenting, all that kind of stuff. If you've got time to be in Facebook, that is your recess. When your work is done, come over to Facebook. But what I see so often is people are over there posting. They ain't got time to make a plan. In the time it took you to post, you didn't have time to make a plan. You could have made a plan. That's true. In the time it takes you to post that you're not getting consistent and trying to have a kumbaya on Facebook, you could have already posted and asked coaches and had an expert that was ready to help you. If you've got time to be in Facebook, you've got time to put on a 9-minute video or a 5-minute video. If you've got time to get it done, then head on over to Facebook and engage and be nice and loving and all that other kind of stuff. But just make sure that you've got your plan written before you get into Facebook. Make sure that you've got time at least on your calendar to listen to a little bit of Corinne in your ear, a little bit of the No BS Weight Loss course. Then I was just telling, I think it was Juanita, about the training calendar. So we do send Zoom reminders 30 minutes before, but you know, sometimes an email gets a hiccup or it gets sent to your spam or your junk and all that kind of stuff. You don't want to rely on emails. If you want to attend live calls, come over here and download our calendar. You can download the entire calendar, like the whole thing. So all the calls are there. Or if you know that, like, girl, I don't have time. I know I work every Wednesday. I'm never going to attend those Wednesday calls live, but I do love the Sunday calls. You can just come over here and click on one of the calls, click the bell, and then subscribe on your calendar so that you never miss a call if you don't want to. The calendar is amazing. And then every month in No BS, we have a focus. This month is handling the holidays. If you want to jump into handling the holidays, that's fine, but make sure that you're getting the content in the No BS Weight Loss course. Because think about, like, the No BS Weight Loss course is like elementary school. It's where you learn all the skills you need to go to high school. If you are jumping in a course, you might be a little bit lost. You're still going to understand. And Corinne is amazing, as you all know. But it is so much easier if you've got the basics under your belt. So take some time and listen to it. Like I said, everything goes on replays. So even if you don't listen live, even if you're like, I'm going to finish module 1 and 2, then I'm going to jump into handling the holidays, you can still have all the replays. They're all available to you the entire month and forever and ever. Amen. You can always go back and listen. Ask coaches and private coaching. This is where Ask Coaches lives, as well as if you want to get a coach and coach privately, that is an extra charge. There's only two things you're going to pay for extra in No BS. One is our events and one is private coaching. Everything else on this website is totally included in your membership. Now, finish No BS. So once I've taken the course, MJ, I've taken the No BS weight loss course, you click here because you're finished with No BS. That is where our pathways and bonus courses live. We even have a quiz. If you're like, MJ, I don't know what to take, don't worry, boo. We got you. Just take the quiz. And we will be more than happy to tell you what you should focus on next. If you don't agree with the quiz, write in to Ask Coaches. And then finally, on the bottom of every page of this entire website, you will see this little blue question mark that says questions. You can click there and ask, send an email to support@pnptribe.com. It goes straight to them and ask them any questions you have about your account, tech, can't download the calendar, can't get my podcast to work. How do I be a digital diva? Like all of those things. I need to change my credit card, all of those things. Or if you're not on the website, you can just email support@pnptribe.com. And they, listen, they answer every email without fail within 24 hours. Typically it's 12 hours. So if you ever say I emailed them 2 days ago, they have emailed you back. Swear it. Hand on my heart. I know they have. So check your spam, check your junk, check all that kind of stuff because something has happened. They did not get your email or your email got stuck in spam or junk, your reply from them. The quiz, if you click on Finish No BS, What's Next? At the very top, it says, take a quiz. There's a button. All right. Questions about anything, honestly, anything at all. Ask me anything about consistency, about what you should be working on, about anything at all. Ask me anything. Yo, I got through my little presentation in 30 minutes. That's pretty damn skippy. Usually I'm a little more long-winded, but not today. I think I'm tightening it up. See how I'm celebrating my wins? Just right there. It's so easy to do. It is so easy to do. Because I do love celebrating my wins. I do. No questions. So what do you need to do? Make sure if you are in your first 30 days, get on over there and schedule your new member call. Schedule. If you need anything at all, ask in Ask Coaches, y'all. Julie just sits around all day long. She ain't got nothing to do but answer your questions. And they're just not coming in. That's not true. Julie does a lot. Everybody needs a Julie in their life. I'm back in the saddle after renewing my membership. I seem to lose the same 20 pounds. Do the No BS weight loss course again. Do that. I really struggle with Last Suppers. And I know that Corinne says about not being Jesus, but it's not sticking. Dana, here is why we all have got Last Supper mentality. It is very common because I want you to think about diets that you've done in the past. They've been very restrictive and probably eliminated an entire food group. So what do we want to do? Because this is what we tell ourselves. I have to eat it right now because after tomorrow, I'm never going to eat this again in my whole life. Better get it while we can. So when you think about losing weight, and the only way, like you've done, typically in our women's lives, we go on 130 diets in our lifetime. So what happens is you've probably already done 100 of those diets. And 100 times you've done a Last Supper. When you think, I'm going to start a diet, I'm going to try to lose weight, you have a habit of 100 times having a Last Supper because you were about to buckle down. You were about to get serious. You were about to lose foods that you love forever, like you were telling yourselves, forever. So when you know now that you want to have a Last Supper, just know it is normal to have a Last Supper. It is the only thing you've ever done before starting a diet. It's the only way you know to kick off a diet. But here's what I want you to know too. When you think I need to eat all the things, say why? What do I want to eat? Do I want to eat pasta? Why don't I just plan for it to eat it tomorrow instead? Do I want cookies? Why don't I just plan for that tomorrow? and eat it. I'm not taking anything away from myself. Nothing is getting taken away. It's okay. It's going to be a little bit different this time. It's going to feel scary and it's going to feel uncomfortable. And that's normal. Sometimes questions seem silly and a bit, and I'm a bit embarrassed. Girl, they ain't a silly question in this place. The most important question is your question. Can you ask general or specific questions? Either one. Ask away. We're right here. I have been with the program for about a year and I'm having difficulties with my food choices, and foods that I like are mostly sugar, carbs, fat, and a dairy, all which goes against my weight loss. Plus salt causes me to bloat. Processing my meal choices is so depressing for me. So, Sue, you think that planning these things go against your weight loss? I want you to put in the Q&A, Sue, what is your percentage of doable hunger? Because I'm going to tell y'all something. It all goes back to the data. What percentage of the time are you eating when you're hungry? And what percentage of the time are you stopping when you've had enough? I want you to post that in the Q&A. Sue, I want to know your data. And if you don't have not been keeping your data, guess. Guess. Because we all sort of roundabout know. Probably you'll overestimate how often you're waiting for hunger and stopping at enough. If I already practice the good, better, best and doable hunger and I eat until enough, why is planning so important? Typically, I don't know what I have or want is subjective. Here's why, Peggy. A lot of times, for most of us, right? Like, we're so good at keeping promises to everybody else. Like, if I tell you that I'm going to meet you, you know, for lunch on Thursday, if my car breaks down, if I have to walk over hot coals, by God, I'm coming there for you. I'm going to be there because I told you and I promised you. We do it with our kids all the time, our partners. We would move heaven and earth to keep a promise to them. There's one person we typically have never kept promises to, and that's ourselves. And that creates less trust with ourselves because we say we're going to do stuff and then we don't. The plan is the very first step in developing a trusting relationship with yourself. Also, what happens in the evenings is you've made decisions all day long and you get what is called decision fatigue. At that point, you just want whatever the hell you want. You don't care. If your boss has pissed you off, it doesn't matter. You're like, fuck it. I'm hungry. I'll just eat whatever. But whenever you plan, you don't have to deal with decision fatigue. You've already made the decision ahead of time. All those choices are off the table for you. You can just relax. And your brain loves certainty. Your brain loves when you tell it what to do. It knows exactly what to do. It will also keep you calmer during the day because that's one less thing you got to think about. You don't have to think about what's for dinner or what's in the refrigerator at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and let it occupy your brain for an hour because you're trying to figure out what sounds good. You've already made the decision. iPhone says, I don't know what happens to my question. If you want to type it again, we will answer it. Let's see. I seem to find I'm leaning to breakfast that at least before would be a no-no, like a cookie or a donut hole. Also, I find it hard to digest protein, but foods such as fewer cookies or popcorn or nuts digest better. Is this okay if I only eat when hungry and stop it enough? That's a great place to start, Maria, if you're planning it and you're only eating when you're hungry and you're stopping when you had enough. But your body needs some nutrients, right? Man cannot live on cookie and donut hole alone. There are other ways also to get protein. Try different types of proteins that might be a little bit easier on your body. Because what will happen too when you eat those, like, you know, we all know a little bit of nutrition, those simple kind of carbs, you're going to notice that you get hungrier a lot more frequently. So if you're just starting, plan exactly what you want, but just know at some point You may want to experiment and try to level up a little bit so you can feel satisfied a little longer. Sue is back with her data. I don't have data and I can't tell if I'm hungry or I'm just feeling out of sorts all the time. I eat. When I think I'm hungry, I eat. When I think I've had enough, I stop. Then shortly after, my mind is searching again, driving me crazy. So, Sue, it is not the food. You are overeating. You're overeating. I want you to spend this next 30 days, Sue, getting some data. Because you say here, when I think I'm hungry, I eat. And when I've had enough, I stop. And then shortly after, your mind is searching again, which probably means you're going to eat. But if you just ate, I know you're not hungry. It's not what you're eating. It's how much you're eating. You know what, Sue? Are you up for a challenge? I want you to be up for a challenge. I want you to write in to Ask Coaches. I would love for you to write in to Ask Coaches every day with your data every day. Here's my plan. Here's what I tried to eat when I was hungry. Here's what I tried to stop at enough. Help me. Let us help you figure it out. Because you're sitting around thinking, I'm not going to be able to lose weight because of what I'm eating. And you're not focusing on the real issue, which is doable hunger. That's the real issue. So instead of sitting around in judgment over what you're choosing to plan, let's help you figure out doable hunger. Laurie said, I've read that we should eat 3 to 4 meals a day. Eating when you're hungry is a novel approach, and I love it, but I do question whether my body is getting enough nourishment. Since my caloric total for the day is often below 1,000, I get full quickly. Here's the thing. Let's try it and find out. So here's what we know. Let's go back in a way back time machine. There's a couple of ways that we can look at it. People who like worked on a farm, like my grandmother, you know, way in the way back day, 100 years ago, worked on a farm. They didn't have a calorie tracking app. They listened to their body. When their body said, I'm hungry, they stopped working and they ate. And then whenever they had enough or they ran out of food because there wasn't enough food, they stopped. No app required. And you cannot tell me that our bodies like function on their own. Like I don't have to tell my eyes to blink. I don't have to tell my lungs to inflate or deflate. I don't have to tell my heart to beat or my blood to pump through. But the one thing that I don't have to like, that I have to like control with an app is my stomach. Everything else works fine on its own. Except you got to count them calories, baby, because you got to know you're getting enough. It is the way that we have always eaten up until calorie counting came into fashion. Not that long ago. It was eat when you're hungry, stop at enough. That's how it's always been. So there will be days that you eat more. There will be days that you eat less. Let's just ride the wave and see what happens. Michelle said, I do well planning my evening meals, but lunch is another thing. I never know for sure when I will be hungry or where I will be at that time. Pack something. Give yourself a couple of choices. You know, either like if I go through fast food, I'm going to get a salad or I'm going to eat this protein bar. Or you can just pack a lunch and take it with you and then eat it when you get hungry. That is the easiest fix for that. Let's see. Any other questions? Any other questions? This was fun, y'all. I enjoyed this. That was a lot of fun. Sue, Julie, keep an eye out for Sue. Sue is going to use Ask Coaches with her food plan and questions. Yes, Sue. We'll figure it out. That's what the coaches are here for, y'all. Like, literally. You got an expert team over there. If there is some, if the scale is not moving or you not figuring something out or you don't even know what to ask, like I am just stuck and I feel like I'm spinning. I don't even know what to ask. go over there and say that. Let us ask you some questions to get to the root of it and help you figure it out. Seriously, that is exactly what we're here for. It does not matter what your question is, big, small. It doesn't matter. If you are not losing weight, if you feel like it's not working for you, if you feel like you're stuck, if you feel like you cannot figure it out, let us help you. Our mind reading skills are broken. We do not know unless you ask. We have every answer that you need to lose all of your weight. Every single one. There's not one question that you will ask us that we as a coaching team do not know the answer to. But yet you sit over there thinking you're broken and your question is dumb. If it is stopping you from losing weight, it is not dumb. If it is stopping you from losing weight, it is not a stupid question. If it is stopping you from losing weight, there is not a more important question in this membership. That is the truth. Yes, we want every woman to lose weight. You're every woman. You're included in every woman. It doesn't mean we want every woman to lose weight except you. We want to help every woman lose weight except you. You are in there. Let us do our job. You are paying us $2 a day to help you lose all of your weight. Get your money's worth. Get your money's worth. As if all the content is not enough. Get your money's worth and ask coaches. Get your money's worth in Help Scout and support. Get your money's worth in Facebook. Get more than $2 worth. I'm telling you, I get fired up because we just sitting over here waiting to help you. All you got to do is ask. I get fired up sometimes. Sorry about that. If your life feels blah and food is the best part of the day, where do you start reconstructing your life? I have lost myself in mothering the last 20 years. Girl, hadn't we all? I can feel you on that one. When my last child went to school, it's like, the fuck is my job anymore? Like, where's my kids? But here's the thing. You're still mothering. Them kids still call. You still take care of those babies. And they're still your kids. So you're still a mother. It's not like you lost everything. But when they call, I know you feel joy. I know there's probably a show on TV that brings you joy. A song on the radio that brings you joy. Because you're like, that's the only thing. I really want you to start looking for other things that even bring you a glimmer of joy. Because there are things in your life that do. You're just so focused on what you've lost or how your life looks different. You really have got to be intentional on looking for things that do make you happy. But I get you on that one. It is a different way of being to redefine who you are and to decide what you want, because now it's not dependent on somebody else. And it takes a little bit of time. And start writing those things down and do what? Go to ask coaches. Go to ask coaches. Be like, I'm really struggling. Like, here's a couple of things. I really can't find anything else. We'll tell you other stones to uncover, other chapters to open, to look for what makes you happy. But there are things. My quiet house right now is making me happy, except for the people outside. But it is true. There are other things that make you happy. You just have to look for them. If you're looking for ways that you're lacking, that's the only thing your brain is going to tell you. We used to teach something called right question, right answer. So if you start to ask, like, why is my life not fulfilling? Your brain is going to point out every way that your life is not fulfilling. If you start saying to yourself, what makes me happy during the day? Your brain will start to look for what makes you happy. it will just start to look, you've given it a job. It's like, oh, she asks us a question. What makes her happy? Well, let's find all the things and show it to her. Same thing. Why can't I consistently make a plan? Your brain will be like, we got that job and those kids, and you never know when they're going to ask. And then your mama calls all the time. You'll put it to work on finding all the excuses of why you cannot follow your plan. If you ask yourself, what could make writing my plan easier? Be like, set a timer, put it in the same place, do it the same time every day. Ask your brain the questions you really want them to answer, not what you don't want it to answer. All right. I love, you know what? That is one thing I do love. Right question, right answer. Just reframing it. It does change everything, really. I do love that concept. Right question, right answer. I hadn't thought about that in a minute, but it is true. All right. All right. Daily data and ask coaches, challenge accepted. I love that, Sue. I love that. Use us up. Don't be sitting over there in confusion. No BS women don't sit in confusion. We get into action. We do shit. We ask for help. That's what we do. All right. Y'all have a great rest of your day. And I will talk to y'all later. Bye, y'all.